Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Dr. Deb Mashick, who helps business leaders build better collaborations. An experienced business advisor, professor, and nonprofit executive, her writing appears in MIT Sloan Management Review, The Hechinger Report, Fortune, and Psychology Today. She is the author of Collaborate, How to Build Incredible Collaborative Relationships at Work, Even If You'd Rather Work Alone. And Dr. Mashick, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here, Eric. Thank you.
And of course, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you as well. So your book, Collaborate, that's quite creative. It clearly implies that most people hate collaboration, or at least have an aversion to it. Why is that? Let's start there.
Well, I tell you, when I talk to audiences or conduct research, I'm very fond of asking what three words or phrases best describe your real feelings about collaboration. And a lot of people share these very positive words like, oh, it's an opportunity. It's what it means to be successful. It's essential. But then there are all these people who also offer negative words like it's scary, it's risky, it's painful. And in fact, about three quarters of people, if you ask them, will say, I have been in at least one collaboration in my life that was absolutely horrendous, which is such a big word. It's absolutely horrendous. And what it means is that, you know, a lot of us have burn marks from past collaborations where, you know, people start pulling in different directions, or there's very little follow through on what people say they're going to do. And the result is that in our workplaces, friction mounts and projects start to fizzle and good people walk away.
Certainly appreciate the feedback. Quite interesting as well as we focus in on collaboration. Now, tell us, what are some of the key steps to building more collaborative relationships?
Well, let's start with the situation where things are not horrible. So you're not yet in that space of collaborate. So perhaps you're a new employee or you're working on onboarding new people. Focus first on building up the amazing relationship. So focus first on relationship quality, and then start to think through how it is we can structure and reward the work. So how do we create interdependencies in the work? But if you go first to that side of like, oh, you're going to be on this team and you have to depend on this person for that, and you have not yet invested in creating these high quality relationships where you actually like the person and feel that you care about them, you're on risky ground and you're more likely to end up in this space of collaborate rather than collaborate.
And I can appreciate the play on words there. That is brilliant. Now, how can you tell when a collaboration is working well or if it's not working out so well? And when should you abandon a relationship that isn't working?
Yeah, so when a collaboration is going well, you're excited to be working on this project with a particular other person. You can feel the fireworks going off where there's good idea sharing. You feel seen, you feel responsive to the other person's needs and interest. And it's really clear that what you're capable of doing together is more magnificent than what either of you or all of you, if you're on a larger team, could have pulled off alone. And it feels good. I mean, there's a lot of energy, a lot of sense of self-expansion around there. On the other hand, when things are not going so well and you're dreading your time with this person, or this is the project that is just really under your skin and you're taking it home at night, you're talking about it with your partner around the kitchen table, this is what is waking you up in the middle of the night, that's a huge red flag that maybe things aren't going so great. And sometimes in some of our workplaces, we actually have the option of exiting our certain collaborations. So when do you know when to exit? Number one, if you're miserable and you need to get out of there and you see that there are other opportunities, that would be one. Know when your needs are no longer being met. So none of us should be in a collaboration because we have to, or we're strong-armed into it. Somebody told me the word the other day of, I'll screw up the word he used. It was really funny though. It was another piece of wordplay. And when you start to notice a lot of criticism and contempt and defensiveness coming in, these are what close relationships researcher John Gottman talks about as the horsemen of the apocalypse. So watch out for those things. And, you know, of course, I would never say, like, for any relationship, including your collaborative relationships, you don't just want to jump ship without any work. But if you've put in the work, if you've tried to create the change, if you've tried to clarify expectations with the others about, you know, I really need this out of the relationship, and they're not able to address it, at some point we get to the point, or some point we get to the insight where things are not going to change. And rather than keeping ourselves in a miserable situation, it's time to get out at that point.
Again, we're speaking with Dr. Deb Mashick, who helps business leaders build better collaboration. She's the author of Collaborate, How to Build Incredible Collaborative Relationships at Work, Even If You'd Rather Work Alone, here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what are some of the key benefits when collaboration sizzles instead of fizzles?
So you love that sizzles versus fizzles. So for companies... I love a little wordplay there, obviously. For the companies, for the organizations, when collaboration is going phenomenally well across your organization, there are all sorts of benefits. So on the creation of the products, the programs, your services, you tend to get higher quality work when people are collaborating better together. You also end up with timelines that are buzzing along. Just the things that are supposed to connect are connecting. It's almost as though the grease is in the gears and things are moving well. So you've got solid timelines. You also have more solid bottom lines because of those amazing products, programs, and services, because you're not wasting time trying to backtrack or redo or try to get the little easy activation happening. It's all running smoothly. And one of the ones that, as a psychologist, I'm particularly interested in is you're also going to have more engaged and happy employees. So we know from the research that when people are in these high quality collaborative relationships, their job satisfaction is higher, and their instances of depression and anxiety are lower. And what this means for you as an employer or for the business is that you're going to have lower turnover, which, of course, if you have to rehire for people on a team, it means you're incurring significant rehiring costs, but also the team is missing the capacity it needs to do the work that you need it to do. And so there are all these consequences at the organizational level. And then, as I touched on there, for individuals too, it's like, who wants to be feeling sad and upset and disinterested and dissatisfied with their work lives? Who wants to be carrying that stress home? So when collaboration sizzles, work is a joy. And when it fizzles, it is absolutely deflating.
Yeah, it certainly is. And a good point made. A lot of great insights shared on collaboration today. Now, what are some of the ways to help teach and implement your collaboration strategies throughout a company or with your team? I'm sure listeners would appreciate hearing some of those.
You know, it's really interesting because I talk to a lot of business leaders, and I'll say, you know, I'm curious, how's collaboration going for you and in your work world? And a lot of them will say it's going great, and others will, you know, say, no, it's not going so great. But of those who say it's going great, I'll ask, so why is it going great? And it's at that point that honestly things get a little hand wavy at times. They'll say, oh, our people just get along really well. Or, you know, we've got this gal, Amy, who really holds the solid container for collaboration. But then if I ask for those for more specificity, okay, so why are your people getting along great? What are the actions you're taking to facilitate that? Or what is it exactly that Amy's doing that holds that sturdy container for others to be successful? It's often hard for people to really pinpoint and say, oh, this is, you know, X, Y, and Z, this is why. Here's how I see it, is we need to be thinking very holistically about collaboration, thinking about it in terms of the collaborative ecosystem of our organization. So do we have collaborative individuals who are engaged in these collaborative relationships, who are unfolding collaborative action within the context of a collaborative culture? And there are things you can do at all four of those levels. So the individuals, you can offer professional development, whether it's a lunch and learn on collaboration. And I got to say, if you did that, you would be ahead of a whole heck of a lot of organizations. The data suggests that 30%, so basically one out of every three people in the workplace here in the United States, have received no professional development in how to collaborate well. So you would totally be ahead of the curve if you offered this. And then at that level of the relationships, you can do things like at the point of onboarding, include relationship building in that. So here are your team members. Before we talk about what you do and where you're going to fit into the workflows, how about we talk about who you are, what you care about, what are your hopes and dreams? What are you hoping? What gives you joy in your work? Taking those steps to actually get to know people has an influence then on that collaborative ecosystem by improving the relationships. And then when we talk about collaborative culture, here's the thing. If you want culture change, it doesn't just happen by, you know, throwing a new word at the bottom of the letterhead. You really need to make collaboration possible through your infrastructures. You need to make it easy through your customer experience or your employee experience. You need to make it normative by celebrating and making visible the amazing collaborations that are out there. You need to make it rewarding. So incentivize good collaboration as opposed to always incentivizing individual accomplishments. And in some cases, you can actually make collaboration required if you need to get that culture change. So there are a lot of levels there to be thinking about. But what's cool about it is it also means there are a heck of a lot of points of intervention.
Again, Dr. Mashuk, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on the program. And of course, you are the author of Collaborate, How to Build Incredible Collaborative Relationships at Work, even if you'd rather work alone. And before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude today?
I think my biggest tip here is to take your workplace relationships seriously. So I think they're often an afterthought for a lot of us, where we're not investing in them until we start to realize that there's something under our skin. Invest in them early to head off the challenges that can exist when those workplace relationships, when those collaborations go off the road.
A great place to conclude, and also some great advice as we do wrap things up here today. Dr. Mashuk, where can listeners get more information on you as well as pick up the book, Collaborate?
Great. The easiest place is to go to debmashuk.com, and there I have links to all of my social media accounts. I'm on LinkedIn pretty much every day, and I've been trying TikTok. So I'm trying to open that conversation as well. And then the book is available everywhere that great books are sold. So I can't remember for sure what date this episode will launch, but it'll be available as of January 24th.
That sounds easy enough. And again, folks, it is debmashuk.com. We'll leave that link and other links within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Mashuk, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Have a good one, Eric.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Deb Mashuk, who helps business leaders build better collaboration. She's the author of Collaborate, How to Build Incredible Collaborative Relationships at Work, even if you'd rather work alone. And for all the details, visit debmashuk.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.